Now, pay attention. We're going to share something with you. You need to accept and understand this information. It is not something you can dismiss as a good story. After you've heard it, you will still have trouble believing it. After you've been exposed to it, you will question everything you've ever known. The lives of everyone you know depends upon your accepting the truth and throwing away what you've come to believe as fact. Open your mind, and you will see the world the way it really is.
Daniel Knox didn't find a treasure. What he did find was a small item that would change the world at the cost of thousands of innocent lives. Chapter 1. The Find.
Good morning, Lisi. It's 6:37 a.m. and day 19 in Puerto Rico has begun. It's a beautiful morning, with the temperature hovering around 22 degrees Celsius or 72 back home.
Daniel Knox was alone. To the casual observer, it might look as if his mind, if it hadn't already left the building, was at least at the door and ready to make a run for it. But this wasn't the case. Although Daniel was alone, in the baggy breast pocket of his tan button-down shirt was his iPhone, which he was using to make a voice recording for his best friend, Alicia Donnelly.
"We've moved again. We're now in the southwestern part of the island, and I think I'm going to enjoy my upcoming assignments here much more than the ones I've had so far. The three of us have checked into the Copa Marina Beach Resort in Guanica. It's a luxury resort, and compared to some of the other places we've stayed, is like a palace. I know I'm not on vacation, although it kind of feels like I am. I mean, I'm on a tropical beach flying my drone around. I'm staying in a nice place, and the government is footing the bill. I can't believe I'm getting paid for this.